And it's Liz here. I'm here with Father Bernard McGuckian, from the Jesuit Order and an expert on the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Good afternoon, Father Barney.
Good afternoon, Liz. Well, delighted to have these relics, precious relics. The first relic we have is the silk in which the body of Claude La Colombière was wrapped when he died. And the other is that of Margaret Mary. He died in 1682, and she died 8 years later in 1690. But Claude, in his diaries, he mentioned his astonishment that there was a bounty on the head of the Archbishop of Armagh. So he was conscious of how the Bishop of Armagh was on the run, and also he would have been conscious of the extraordinary injustice that was perpetrated on him. And you know, he was the last person to be juridically put to death by an English government. The people of London, the ordinary people, were so furious when they saw the goodness of this man that they were afraid there would be a riot in London. So all the others due for execution that day were let out. So he saved the lives of all the others who were to die with him. Nobody else was ever put to death judicially. Others were put to death just during the penal times. But that was one of the big gifts of Oliver Plunkett. And Claude, it took a long time for him to be canonized, but eventually I was there with my brother, who's called Michael Claude. He's the only Irish Jesuit called Claude. So we were both at his canonization on the 31st of May 1992. So I'm very happy to be associated with anything that promotes devotion to the Sacred Heart and affection for both Margaret Mary and Claude La Colombière.
That's wonderful. And Father Barney, you did a great talk as well in Knock at the reconsecration of Ireland and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And the relics were there from Paris Le Monial, which are separate to the relics you've just brought here today. So thank you very much, Father Barney.